Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Friday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Not this weekend, though. Jaws, how you doing, man?
I am doing terrific. Happy Halloween to you guys. I hope you have a great night walking around getting some candy.
Yes, you as well. Do you know Jack, our host and producer here, decided instead of giving out the normal candy, he got organic gummy bears to hand out. That is a real thing. He's gotten a lot of heat for that. What do you think? He said he wants the kids to be healthier. What do you think about that effort?
No, that won't be popular. That, you know, that, yes. Kids want candy. They want Hershey's chocolate bars. They want, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, in fact, I'll be with my grandsons. I'll ask them what they like because they're going out as being dressed up, those Happy Gilmore. So maybe they'll get some chocolate.
There you go.
Yeah.
They definitely aren't looking for organic gummies.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. We suggested the kids on the street egg his house instead of going out to get candy. So.
That may happen. Now.
Yes.
You get gummies. You're coming back.
Yes.
Eggs.
For sure. You know, we're in the bye week. Looking back to, you know, your playing days, a week off, what does that do for you mentally and physically during an NFL season?
Well, it's like the best thing that happened for you in the middle of the season. There's no question. Your body's beat up going through training camp since July. And, you know, you don't have to worry about getting up in the morning, getting any treatment. You know, you're healthy. And I know as a quarterback, you know, your arm just works every single day. You're throwing. You get a couple of days off, and then all of a sudden, some life comes back in your arm and say, oh, my goodness, I needed that. It just freshens everyone up. And also, state of mind. I always felt he came back. I felt pressure mentally as well because you don't have a coach grilling you every single day. You kind of get some time away from the game, and you have fun and relax a little bit. Get around to golfing if you can.
I'm surprised Coach Vermeil gave you guys a week off, man.
As tough as he was, he knew when it was time to rest. he knew when he overcoached us and beat us up pretty damn good.
Yeah, you know, last year, it actually, we looked last season at the week five bye week, and we said, too early. It actually happened at a perfect time, I think, last year for the Eagles. And I think this year for the Eagles, too, you know, they're able to get things rolling and found some things that are working on offense. And an extra week to sort of figure out what was working and perfect that for the second half of the season, especially given the couple of games they have right after the bye. Seems like it came at a good time this year for them, too.
I would totally agree with that, Spike. Knowing you got to play the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, not only from the player's standpoint, but the coach's standpoint, the preparation is so important. Now, the players will have off. The coaches will not. They'll be breaking down the tape. They'll do their self-scouting first, make sure they cover that. So you got to really do a deep dive on what you're doing yourself. Other teams are doing that on you as well. And then you can look at your opponents. And we got two tremendous opponents coming up, and it'll kind of be the telltale sign of our season with Green Bay and Detroit back-to-back.
Yeah. Oh, the offensive, you know, performance we saw out of the Eagles game against the Giants was like awesome. How much of what you saw in that game? You know, the Giants are the best team in the world. They have a good defensive front. How much of what you saw in that game was I guess true evolution and something that we can look forward to the rest of the season?
Well, the first thing I thought of was, how the hell did we lose these guys 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That was my first reaction. I said, they've probably got about 5 or 6 really good players, the Giants do, but that's all they got. I mean, they got a bunch of guys named Joe. You know, they really don't have any depth in their roster, and you know, they've been that way for years. But I was like, how the hell did they beat us? So that was the biggest thing that I got out of, you know, whipping their butt like we did, you know, last week. But I think it takes time to find your water level. You find out what the players are, and more importantly, what they're not. On the defensive side, people don't assimilate into a system very quickly. Mm-hmm. It takes time. And Vic Fangio's system is very complex and sophisticated. So when you look at the system, it just don't say, here's what you do. You got to actually play in the system, be in the system, communicate the system. That's what takes the time. So I think the defense will be much better after the bye week.
Yeah, we've been discussing like how to improve the team, right? We've been speculating with trades, things of that nature. The Eagles made a sort of a small move to bring in Michael Carter II from the Jets, a slot corner. You look at the roster, Jaws, moving forward. You got the trade deadline coming up in the week. How comfortable are you with where they are roster-wise, personnel-wise, and would you foresee anything sort of happening prior to the trade deadline, anything else happening?
I think they addressed what I felt was a need. I think most people felt was a need was corner number two. You know, now you get a guy, mm-hmm. Mike Carter, who's, you know, was a high draft choice and, you know, was paid a lot of money up in New York and didn't play out for them, but he does have some talent. So I think they would think he was the best guy on the market available to the Eagles, and that would probably shore up that corner number two spot. And which, although I thought Kelee Ringo played well last week, and so I don't want to bemean anyone because he did play well in that game, but it's obviously been an issue throughout the regular season so far. But now I think we've shored that up.
It's been a little bit of a head scratcher, right, when they brought him over, because when he signed his extension with the Jets, he became the highest paid slot corner. Yep. He's one of the best in the game. We all know that's the position Coop plays. Do you think Coop moves out of that position? We've talked about this, who him moving to the outside. What's your thoughts on that idea? Do you leave him where he's at? How do you think this affects how they use Cooper DeJean moving forward?
Well, Cooper DeJean has been outstanding. That's a given. I know he's the kind of guy you can use as a swingman. You could put him outside. You could put him on the slot. He can be physical. He can play off. I mean, he's got all the tools to be, you know, a great corner nickelback in this league for a long, long time. But I think, you know, Vic Fangio will figure it out. Vic's been, you know, a coach for over 40 years, and he has a plan. The plan will be put in place. I'm not sure what it'll be, but we'll see it against Green Bay. And of course, we'll see it against Detroit, because those two teams have great receiving cores.
The performance of the offensive line was I would think the best one of the year. And it was interesting having Brett Toth there at center. You have to be encouraged by them able to do that and the running game actually getting to a place that we're used to seeing it.
Oh, Spike, I love you bringing that up. I've been asking for this for weeks right now. Get some heavy formation at 6 offensive linemen on the field. Fred Johnson, I think, played 10 snaps with the heavy formation. The quarterback under center, under center, under center. I'll say it 3 times. I think that's, you know, you can't be a predominant shotgun team, pistol team, and have a power running game. The first thing I noticed last couple weeks, they've gone to the heavy formation, 6 offensive linemen on the field, and you can still throw play action on it. In fact, the big touchdown pass to AJ was, to Smitty, the 79-yard a couple weeks ago, was from that formation, a heavy formation, quarterback under center. You get people to bite on the run because they think it's going to be a run. So I love the fact that we're running the ball out of the quarterback under center. We're having 6 offensive linemen on the field. And you impose your will when you bring 6 offensive linemen on the field. I love the way this offense is starting to grow and expand its wings.
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts deserves credit for doing something he might not have been super comfortable with in the past. And I think Kevin Petullo deserves some credit for getting him there in a place. And we even saw a successful screen pass, which I know it sounds basic, but we haven't seen a ton of those historically. So I think you see the growth of both of those guys throughout the season, able to do things that maybe they weren't able to do previously.
First of all, it's thing these bubble screens. I hate them. I mean, I think quarterbacks call them to get their percentage of completions up high. I mean, every team is running every other place a bubble screen, you know, and in most part, they're not very effective. Teams have figured out how to stop them. But man, it's like, but I think the normal screen game is what really gets going. And that's what you have to get going. When you play against good pass rush teams, the screen game is the kryptonite. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely. 2 big games after the bye, the Packers and the Lions. If you were to, I guess, you know, make tiers in the NFC, I guess it would be the Eagles, the Lions, the Packers, and the Rams in that first tier. Do you think of it the same way?
I think the Bucks are in there, that group as well. So
yeah,
you'd probably put them in that group. But no, that's but we're going to find out. I think we've been uneven, although the record is respectable, 6-2, very respectable. I think we've been uneven, and we have been consistent. We'll find out really how good we are in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, Charles. Well, a happy Halloween to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get plenty of organic candy in your Halloween bag.
I will egg the house.
Man. All right, there you go. There it is. All right, Charles. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
Love you guys. Thanks, man. Happy Halloween.
All right, you as well. Man, that six offensive lineman thing. Every analyst we've had has talked about it, but it really seems like they've unlocked something with a real use. What was Jordan calling it Monday night? The Big Freddy?
Big Freddy? Is that what they call it?
Yeah,
the Big Freddy?
He called it Big Freddy. He said he didn't know if Fred would like that, but he called it Big Freddy. But it just seems like they've unlocked something.
We already know why they had to do it, because the tight ends can't block.
Yes. Well, so Goddard's the only one.
You got to bring in the old lineman to actually do it for him.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever
it works,
whatever
yes.
it takes. And it's
no
not,
doubt.
It's not, you know, Grant Calcaterra is a fine pass catcher, but it's not like you're pulling somebody off the field
right.
who's an enormous difference maker that you're really feeling the loss from.
And you need it in that run game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Like, that's what you needed for that run game.
The other thing that I think will be interesting for the Eagles to think, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, in that it was one good game from Brett Toth. But Brett Toth played really well as center. And we talked to Jordan Mailata Monday night. He mentioned that when he first met Brett, I think Brett Toth weighed like 260 pounds, was very lean.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he is, you know, they look at Brett Toth and he looks like a center. He plays like a center. And I guess I just wonder, look, again, it was one good game, Brett Toth, bit of a journeyman, whatever. But I wonder moving forward if they are next year not thrilled with Tyler Steen, if they would consider moving Juergens to guard and keeping Brett Toth in there at center, especially when they've spent enough money on their offensive line, right? They're not going to spend more money on their offensive line. So the odds of them spending more money on a guard somewhere isn't it. I wonder if that is a solution at some point. You know, now that Cam Jurgens is already paid, he doesn't have to worry about his contract, things like that. If I don't know if we're going to see Brett Toth. Now, they didn't put... they didn't put Jurgens on IR, so I assume he's going to play after the break. But it's something to think about, I think, moving forward for them.
Yeah, you'd have to wonder if you get better production from a overall unit standpoint with Cam at center and Steen at right guard.
Yep.
Or Brett Toth at center and Cam at guard.
Yes.
Because Cam is going to want to play center.
Yes.
That's what he was drafted to do.
Yeah, like, that's what he wants to do.
Yep. So, I agree. They played much better last week. He looked much better, Brett Toth, that is, in that. That looked more like a natural position to him.
Even his shotgun snaps, which, you know, a few people, Elliot said during training camp, his shotgun snaps were not good, Toth, but I didn't notice any problems last week. He didn't. Yeah. There weren't any issues last week, I don't think.
Nope.
You know, so. All right, 215-592-9494. Scott Navington, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Scott?
What's up, Scott?
So I figured out a way to make this Myles Garrett thing work.
All right.
Okay. So you got to hear me out here.
All right.
It's a little complicated, and it would involve a couple of restructured deals while in flight, which that happens. So here's what happens. The Patriots get A.J. Brown and Jordan Davis and his fifth-year option. Okay.
Okay.
And with A.J. Brown getting restructured on the way in.
Okay.
The Browns get the Patriots' 31st pick in the draft next year and a third-round pick.
Okay.
The Browns also get the 32nd pick in the draft, which is the Eagles. So they get two first-rounders next year and a third-rounder. Instead of waiting 3 years to realize the value, Eagles get Garrett.
So the Browns are basically getting two first-round picks for Garrett.
They're getting two first-rounders right now and a third-rounder.
Okay.
We toss off, and the restructuring is required so that we don't get killed on the dead cap hit next year.
I have to be honest with you. I have to be honest with you, Scott. It's creative, but if you were to ask me, like, you're essentially, here's the trade for the Eagles. The Eagles are trading Jordan Davis, A.J. Brown, one first round pick for Myles Garrett. I would have to wonder if they would be more comfortable just trading the picks.
I wouldn't trade Jordan Davis.
Are you going to pay Jordan Davis?
He has
next year. Then you have to pay him.
Yeah. I might.
You want to pay him next year? No, instead you can get, like, what is his fifth-year option? That's a big number, isn't it?
It's going to be like 10 to 15 million.
I think it's 13.
13,
yeah,
I think
it's 13 million.
There. What's the 13 right. million is nothing.
Yeah, it's not our money.
Get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I admire the creativity. I admire the creativity, and I do think if Howie is making this trade with Myles Garrett, somewhere in the back of his mind, he is figuring out a way to replenish. He's not going to replenish all the picks.
Right.
But
he's going to lessen the blow.
Yeah, you have to look at A.J., even if it's in the offseason, as a way that you're replenishing the picks. I can't remember a three-way trade in the NFL. I mean, I'm sure they've happened.
Well, hell, we were involved in one.
Were we?
When we traded for T.O.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was one.
Baltimore and San Francisco.
That was 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, the hard deal with the three-way trade is it's already complicated from a cap standpoint with two teams.
Right.
But, man.
That's why you have to restructure.
Man, do you want to watch the Patriots win the Super Bowl with...
No, we beat them in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
remember the 32nd and 31st pick?
No, I'm talking about this year.
They're a good team this year, by the way.
Yeah, well...
Here's why it's good for the Patriots, too. They get to put back together that tackle tandem from last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're making the Patriots really, really good in that, you know, by giving
them...
We'll
only see them once a year at most.
Okay. All right, Scott. Well, it's a creative...
Yeah.
A creative solution.
Yep.
I have to...
You got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
Yep.
This segment is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There is the thing with the NFL where we will talk about this. The odds of these I mean, a blockbuster at the trade deadline. I'm trying to think. Can you remember an NFL blockbuster? Because Myles Garrett would be a blockbuster.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey got traded.
Jalen Ramsey's the one that I can think of.
He got traded. Who else? Odell, didn't he? Didn't Odell go to the trade deadline?
I don't remember.
That wasn't the trade deadline? Wasn't Odell to the Browns at the trade deadline?
I thought that was before the season.
Was it before the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen that much.
No.
215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Spike, I was like in and out. So, red herring, is that what Jack's going to give to the kids tonight?
Going to give them what?
A red herring.
I heard you say red herring. Is that what Jack's giving to the kids?
Yeah, as long as it's wild-caught herring, he'd give to them. He's not going to give them any farm-raised herring. Yeah.
Do they have to be like 105 feet apart?
Yes. Yep. Just like the chickens.
I know all this talk about the big, defensive linemen. Like, nobody's saying about, let's get Flacco.
Joe Flacco?
Where's that guy?
Is this real? Is this serious?
Yeah, man, that was...
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday.
You're making a joke from yesterday.
You threw me off, man, with
Gary.
That. Yeah, I'm like...
I mean, Gary, you do this all the time, buddy.
It's, I know.
We don't have time to sit and think about the joke. How many people heard that? That guy drives me crazy because he doesn't listen. He just wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah. Well, this is Mike. His name Mike, right? Is it Michael?
Mike in Williamstown.
Mike in Williamstown,
maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't understand. He was bringing back an argument from this summer, and he didn't even have the argument right.
I was having flashbacks from the guy that wanted two gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. You remember that guy that thought Kenny Pickett? Yeah. You just wanted to trade back for Kenny Pickett?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I say trade whoever you got to trade to get this guy in here, and we're going to be a force to reckon with.
I can't even imagine.
How many people are against him?
How can you be?
Well, because,
the thought of giving up three first-round picks.
And we're always in Philly. I imagine this is every other town, too. But when we want to trade for a good player, we always assume that the other team doesn't know that our bad players are
bad.
Yeah. It's always like if the old Philly would have been, all right, here's what we do. We give him Ringo. We give him Ja'Cory Bennett.
Yeah, yeah.
We give him a third.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Miles Garrett.
See if they want Uche, too. Yeah, Uche. See if they want Uche.
Uche, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
That was like your dad's days. Like, let's give him a bag of balls.
Yep. Yeah.
An old jug machine.
Yeah, I used to do... because that was... We don't do that so much anymore here on WIP, the imaginary trades. When I started here at WIP, I would do that late night show. I'd do an hour that was all fake trades, and it was based on the fact that our trades here in Philadelphia are always give us our crap.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, our crap for their good guys. And then you go, all right, well, how about we want to give Nolan Smith? It's like, no, can't give up him. Yeah. All right, Gary, you got any very specific jokes from 3 days ago before we let you go?
I'll have some next week from last week.
All right. Okay. There he is, Gary from Vineland. Gary's always got a reference that if we don't remember it, like, how are the listeners going to remember it? The reference Gary was making was to a call yesterday with some guy that misunderstood a point from 5 months ago about Joe Flacco I was making.
Yeah. Gary wants to do the second level thing.
Yes.
Sometimes it don't land.
Nah, we're first level thinkers here. Fart jokes make go... Did you hear Sassy Elliott? First level jokes. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we find out if I keep the belt. Ike was gracious enough last week when we were going to say that Devin would keep the belt.
You earned it.
That I had a great week last week, so I have the belt. The question is, has anyone done anything good enough to get the belt? Also be joined by Tommy down the shore. Ah. What a great show Football Fridays are. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will figure out if I keep the belt in moments. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Two Sixers-related questions. Number one, should the Sixers hang a banner if they win the NBA Cup, yes or no?
No.
And what do you think the poll results are
I'd
at?
I'd say 70% no.
81.1% wrong. And I am predicting here, we like winning in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh,
nobody here cared about horse racing at all. And Smarty Jones came around, and everybody was like, we love horse racing. Philly, Little League
but
baseball.
We hadn't won yet.
Taney Dragons?
We hadn't won yet.
What?
A championship.
Yes. Well, that's a good point. Yeah,
there's change now.
I do think people, if they get to the finals or something, will get pretty excited.
I agree.
Yeah.
Even I probably would.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be
win.
A wet blanket. Yeah, of course I'd be rooting for him to win. I'm just talking about the whole celebration of
no,
it.
No, banner. And here's the second question. Would you go to a parade if the Sixers won the NBA Cup, yes or no?
That's definitely no.
83.5% say no, but I'm not talking to those people. Like, look, everybody in the Delaware Valley didn't go to the Eagles parade. There are plenty of people that didn't go. I'm talking
really?
To well,
I couldn't tell.
Close to it. I am talking to people that will go to the NBA Cup parade. That we will lead.
NBA Cup parade.
Oh, man. See, we need a smaller street than Broad Street, I think. Or
right,
Broad Street
right.
And the Parkway. Yeah. What could we do? Maybe.
No, you can use Market.
Market's too big a street.
Oh, yeah?
I need to fill up the street. Maybe Ludlow, right next to the building here. Filbert. Sansom. Maybe around Jewelers Row or something. Just give me a smaller street, you know, two blocks, and we can fill up with a couple thousand people. That's all I'm saying. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake. Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What's up,
How
Tasty Cake?
We're good, man.
I'm doing great. Excited for the game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your hated Celtics tonight.
That's right.
We get two in a row against them. That what a blessing. That's why I really wanted to call. It's early, Spike, but you got it. Time for Daryl Morey to take a bow. I mean,
oh wow!
What a athletic, talented, gutsy, hardworking team he put together.
Mm. Yeah, he learned he said it as much after the season ended last year. That was a mistake he made in terms of the bench,
yep.
Is that they didn't have enough athleticism and youth and length and those sorts of things. And all you needed to do was watch the finals last year and forget about the stars for a second. Look at the players, below the top two or three on Oklahoma City and Indiana, and all those guys are 6'5 to 6'7 and busting their ass and playing defense and playing, you know, picking up full court, all that kind of stuff. And they did that. And your favorite guy, Barlow, is now out with the most Sixers injury of all time. He has a cut on his elbow, and I'm not minimizing it. Obviously, it was serious, but he missed two games. Now he's going to miss another two games. They haven't even updated it, but he's a guy. You know, we already know that the Maxey and Edgecombe and Grimes. Grimes, but Dembona is a young and athletic player. I mentioned Barlow, even Jabari Walker. At least he's strong. He works hard out there. There's just like a lot of guys out there that are playing hard and playing hard the entire time they're in there.
Your guy Spike has been playing under control and has been fantastic so far.
Oubre, you mean? Yeah. Oubre's been great. Yeah.
Yep.
Even Eric Gordon looks like he lost 10 pounds.
He does look like he lost weight. He does.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get Kyle Lowry out there.
Dude, he doesn't even, I don't even think he's wearing a uniform. He looks like he's in a sweatsuit on the bench every game. I think he's really embraced the coach role, the $2 million a year coach role he has.
That's assistant pretty good coach. Job. Yeah. That's pretty good job.
Well, yeah, and all that, and you know, I don't think this adds any athleticism particularly, but when they get Paul George and they get Jared McCain back, that gives them something they really need, which is shooting, because the guys that are, you know, Maxey, Grimes, and Edgecombe are all shooting at an unsustainable 3-point percentage right now, so they need shooters out there, and when those guys come back, that's going to help.
So when they come back, Spike, give me the starting five.
So I think it ends up being, I think they start Edgecombe, Maxey, George, Embiid, and probably Oubre. And then you're bringing Grimes and McCain off the bench. But I do think it gives you the ability to start Grimes at times. I also think that there's a chance that at some point against certain matchups, Barlow could start. I think if he ends up rounding in a form, Trendon Watford can start at four. But, you know, Paul George said, I don't know if it works in the playoffs, but Paul George said he's willing and able to play four. And I think they could do that sometimes. And the thing about him at four, so the Sixers, I think, are last in the league in corner threes. Because the power forward is the one who is open in the corner. And their power forwards right now cannot shoot. You know, whether it is what none of those guys can shoot. But if Paul George is playing a four and he's open in the corner, that's deadly. Yep. You know, that's deadly. And you got to, I know you don't like Nick Nurse, but he has him out there playing hard and moving the ball on offense and all that sort of stuff, too.
I'm not going to complain about a damn thing.
Okay, there you go.
About the Sixers. The one thing I wanted to ask you about the starting five you laid out. With if you're starting Oubre and he's rebounded well,
yep,
and George,
yep,
will they be able to rebound well enough to ignite those guards on the fast break?
That's
with
the tough
that starting five.
Yeah, so that's a tough part of it, and that is why the adjustment you might see there is Oubre coming off the bench, George to three, and one of those stronger guys at power forward. Is that especially? I think the biggest question on that is Embiid. If Embiid doesn't start moving better on defense and rebounding, he's never been a great rebounder, but if he doesn't get back to where he was, I think you probably need to start one of those big guys at four. But they've done a really good job of gang rebounding, too. You know, Edgecombe's done a great job.
Absolutely rebounding as a team.
Yes.
The last thing I want to tell you, Spike, is I love you, but that cup don't mean a daggone thing to
me. Yes, it does, buddy. Yes, it does. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Nope.
And the worst part of the cup, Ike, right, is the god-awful court we'll have to see tonight.
That is the worst part of this whole tournament. Yeah, it's the worst part.
I agree with you. I saw the Sixers court is all blue. It just makes it hard to watch the game.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Some of these courts is unbelievable. Ike, I wanted to tell you one more thing. You mentioned about the ESPN thing either yesterday or the day before about
with Charles and Kenny and Chuck?
Right. Leaving them intact and complimenting them.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to tell you, like, is the most painful thing I ever experienced in my life is Jamal Crawford calling a game.
Oh, yeah.
He's agonizing.
Yeah. They're going with Jamal Crawford and Reggie.
With Mike Tirico.
Reggie is so good, and Jamal Crawford wants to try to drown them out. It was agonizing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's learning.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Tasty.
That's all I can give you is that he's learning.
You know what I think happens with those guys sometimes, unfortunately?
Mm-hmm.
They throw them in there, and if they're naturally good, it's fine.
Right.
I don't know that anyone is working with those guys to get better. You know, like, because they all have so much knowledge. And I thought about this with Romo, and who was the other guy from the Cowboys that didn't work out?
Jason Witten.
I'm not sure that Jason Witten would have been good, but like you can't expect – color is hard. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get your information in a small amount of time, and especially during basketball, because it's constant movement. I just – like Tony Romo was just good right away, right? So he ended up working out. I just wonder if there's anyone saying to Jamal Crawford after the game, hey, great job, buddy, great information. Do it maybe a little bit this way, or wait till Mike Tirico says this, or I'm sure maybe Tirico is saying, let me set you up there.
And a three-man booth, I would imagine, is even harder.
Yes.
Because now you got three guys you're trying to. See, I always look at it like, I would rather hear the play-by-play guy. The color guy, you can throw something in there if something needs to be explained. The problem is that they pay these guys so much money, they feel like they have to say something.
That's the thing, is you feel like you have to show that you're doing something.
Yes.
As opposed to just finding that. That is the, you know, I'll give credit to the guys on this station on the radio with Mike Quick, Larry Anderson, Kevin Stocker, is that like you never at any point when you're listening to those broadcasts feel like any of those guys are forcing themselves onto the game.
Right.
They're waiting for their spot. And that's the hard part, is that your spot is small sometimes, right?
Yep.
Like your spot is 15 seconds. So you have to think about what you're going to say before you say it, deliver it, and then get out.
Yeah.
And it's not about how much you talk. It's about what you say when you are talking.
Yes.
And those guys on our station are great, but it's a hard job.
Yeah.
You know?
I would imagine. And like you said, I think part of it is they kind of like just they put them out there and let them learn on the job.
Yep.
Right. Because what they normally do is you do these simulated games, right?
Yep.
In the off season, you're sitting there with a play by play guy, and you guys are voicing over a game that's already happened
mm-hmm.
before, and you're sitting there trying to figure it out that way. But when those real bullets start flying.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's so fast.
Yeah, it's so fast. Yep. But I do believe it's because I think they feel like they have to say something.
I also don't think. I can't think of any. Why do you need three people?
Why do you need three people?
You know, it worked out with Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, you know, and Mike Breen. And that worked out.
I don't know what ESPN was doing. They should have never broke that trio up.
No, that was perfect. That worked out. But it's hard enough to get chemistry with two people. To get chemistry with three people, one of whom has never done it before, you know, it's just a difficult thing.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
Speaking of difficult, winning the belt is difficult.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I'm a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
The Belt is awarded every Friday around 4:30 on the WIP afternoon show. It goes to the WIP or employee that week who brought it the most. The way the belt works is that the person who has the belt has it unless somebody takes it from them. So every week it's not somebody else. It could be somebody that kept it because they continued to do something great or nobody else did anything well. I currently have the belt. Now, I've only had the belt twice, and it's both been for screaming at Elliot. like, it seems like that is the secret. Ike, and it is Ike who has said, I deserve it both times. It seems like Ike really likes when
well,
I yell
man,
at
they
Elliot.
Were, they were passionate. They were passionate yells, man. It was good stuff.
They were. He gets me going. So the question is, has anyone done anything this week strong enough, or have I been strong enough to keep the belt? Something happened on this show this week. Somebody else is getting the belt. He said the best case scenario for his future ultimately includes hosting an afternoon drive program on WIP. Mm-hmm. I got nothing to say. You're damn right I do.
As the permanent
You're
host.
Damn right I do. What's the purpose of this job? I want to maximize what I do. This is prime time. I want to be here. What's wrong with that? It's like being in a corner and saying, I don't want to start. Hey, you know what, Quinion? I want to be your backup and sit there all day. Well, hell no! I want to host Afternoon Drive on WIP!
Flyers and 50 with Louie.
Get Louis Coco in here. Louie. Yeah, I don't think that there's an issue with that at all. Isn't that what you want? People would drive to go get the best spot? That's what I want, damn it! I ain't afraid of that at all. Bring it on! I got no issue. No, I'm just saying, I got no problem saying I want to be in one of those chairs.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Are you going to cut
your voice down?
You're going to cut my brake line?
No, by the way, did I say by Thursday I'm taking over?
Well,
I said
49.
My dream job is to work afternoon drive. Who doesn't have that dream doing this gig? You either want mornings or afternoon. That's
what about
you want. Well, that's a start to the next spot. That's what people do.
Wow.
Broge gets the belt for not only in an interview saying he wants my job. Let's be honest. It ain't you. It's me. And then when we confront him about it on the air, he doubles down. Now, his voice went up 7 or 8 octaves. He got a little tight, and he did not even finish his segment and walked away.
Yeah.
But as much as I object to what he said...
Yeah, you got a kid has some stones, man. You got to give it to him.
And he
didn't back down.
And wait, not only does he want to take my job from me, he took the belt from me.
Good job there, Broads.
Unbelievable.
Good job.
So I think that's the second time Broads has earned the belt.
Second time Broads had the belt?
Yeah. He did it once.
Well, you know what? Because he did the, who did he yell at? He yelled at somebody.
He did yell at somebody.
It was a GM, wasn't it? Was it Daryl Morey?
He was screaming on something.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but
I do remember that, yeah.
It is the second time. So congratulations,
Broads.
Unfortunately, this is the last week you're going to be employed at WIP, and Flyers and 50 is now with Louie. No one calls him Louie, I guess. It's Louis, but we call him Louie. But
DBL?
What's that? No, Louie Coco. You saw him like 3 times when he engineered our...
Oh, Louis. Yeah, where Louis is
guy.
He?
Yeah, I don't know. We never see him anymore.
Yeah. But summer guy.
But he's a Flyers guy.
Yes,
he's got his own
guy.
Podcast.
Yeah, Lewis. No, yeah, because I remember when they did the show for us.
Yeah.
That's all they did was talk about hockey.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they
really?
They filled in for us in the summer months. Yes.
And they just talked about hockey.
And I remember coming back from a golf tournament, and I'm listening, and that's all it was for a straight hour. I'm like, what the hell is going on? It was Broads, Devin, and Lewis.
All talking about hockey.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What do you think this is? You think the Legion of Doom's out there? The team's made the playoffs once in the last 10 years.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, he's doing hockey talk, man, for hours straight.
Well, it's about that time.
What do you got?
It is everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, why?
Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the Shore.
Tommy!
Yo, why? Yes, why? Yes, Jack. Big big baloney business, baby.
Whoa. Now, I know you said, yo, Ike, yo, Spike, yo, Jack. Jack is not here as he's taken a half day so he can ride a hayride. Now, I don't know if you heard, Jack is handing out organic candy at his house for Halloween. Before we get into it with you, what are your thoughts on Jack handing out organic candy?
This is a very noble enterprise. It's a very nice thing to do for the community. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I think it's lovely.
Wow.
I think it's lovely.
Do you hand out deli meats by any chance for Halloween?
I mean, you know, it's not exactly a popular item, you know, with the as opposed to like candy. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Hey, I always got bologna and salami. I always got it there for me. You know what I mean?
You must be thrilled. The Eagles go into the bye 6-2. The Sixers are 4-0. The Flyers are playing well. You must be in good spirits.
This is a wonderful time. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts, baloney time. Devontae, baloney time. Saquon, baloney time. Tyrese Maxey, baloney time. You know what I mean? BJ Edgecombe, baloney time. This is just a glorious time to be a Philly sports fan. We got to savor it. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something, Tommy. Are you doing this in the bathroom? It sounds like it's
I echo here.
Yep.
I'm in a church right now. I'm calling you because I came over here with a friend of mine. I was feeling so inspired. I figured I'd do the call, you know what I mean, in a place that was feeling very inspiring to me.
Okay. All right. In a church.
In
wow.
A church, man.
Yeah. So,
because I got a couple poems for you. It gets a nice reverberance. You know what I mean?
Oh, more poems?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. See, I've been so inspired, and these two poems really come from the heart. You know what I mean? These are like, you guys have really encouraged me, and I'm emerging as a world class poet. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
I got a couple more for you. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. This one is called Life is like a hoagie. Okay? Here
okay.
we go.
All right.
Life is like a hoagie. So many different kinds. Turkey, ham, roast beef, and bologna. Open up your mind. Life is like a hoagie. Get it with mayo or get it dry. It's always good to be tough, but it's also okay to cry.
It's also okay to what?
Cry.
Cry?
To cry. Yeah. It's like I said. That poem is like, there's a lot of different people in the world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we got to learn to love and embrace. Some are tough guys, some are sensitive, and some are both, like us three guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's my question. You said in the poem, you could get it with mayo or you could get it dry. There's usually a third option with a hoagie. What is that option?
That's right. It didn't flow in the prose, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like oil, you know what I mean? But it didn't have like a nice flow to it, so I left it out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
oil?
So it's mayo dry or what?
Oil. But see, that doesn't feel poetic to me.
No,
you know what I mean? So
no.
I took a little bit of lotion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you would have to work the word boil in there. That would be weird, so I hear you. That's right. You've got another poem, not just the one?
I've got another poem. This one is called So Long Salami, okay?
Oh,
this one's
wow.
called So Long Salami.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's got multiple meanings,
okay.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. For sure.
So long salami until we meet again. So long salami, my truest and dearest friend. So long salami, you'll never be alone. So long salami, the wishes were provolone. And here, before we kind of, there's multiple levels, but salami's like a metaphor for someone you care for. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, you're looking forward to seeing them again and you miss them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's what salami stands for. So
yeah.
long, like adios. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, so goodbye salami almost.
That's right. It could be adios salami, goodbye salami, so long salami.
Okay.
I understand the way it reads. It could be read another way, but it's not, that's just, you know, that's not the intention here. This is very wholesome. I'm in a church right now.
Yeah,
you know
I know.
What I mean? Keep it very wholesome, Amy.
Real quick, a hoagie has mayo dry or what?
Oil. How do you guys say it?
No, I just want to make sure.
I'm just curious. I want to compare. Amy?
Yeah,
oil.
Yeah, oil. Right.
Oil. I think it's oil. Right. You don't say the eye. I think you leave the eye out of there.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Know
yeah.
What I mean?
And I know I didn't prepare you for this, but is there any chance that you have the words for Eat the Gabagool handy?
Another encore, of course. I can do it any time, Spike. You guys know me, man.
All right. Hit it.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. But when you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll make
be
a
the
plan.
Man.
Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll be the man. That's right. You'll make a plan, and then you'll be the man.
Yes, sir. Oh, man.
Eat the gabagool.
Eat the gabagool. So, no prediction for you this week, though. Last week, you were pretty close, if I remember correctly.
I was going to say, I was very, very close. The final score was 38-20, right? I was 37-17. I'm telling you, one of these weeks, I'm going to nail it. It's never happened in all these years.
What?
But I'm getting there. I can feel it. I'm going to get the exact perfect prediction one day.
You've never had the exact perfect prediction doing this?
I can't remember. Like, have I ever had it? Because it's been several years. I don't think
I don't think he's ever nailed the actual prediction, no.
I don't think so.
I mean, he literally had a few years there where he was just predicting blowouts every week. Yeah.
That's right. I moved away from that. I'm trying to get more precise. You know what I mean?
Well, you haven't moved that far away from it. If it's a close game, you usually have a 10-point win.
That's right, but a little more. I used to predict like 53-6. You know what I mean?
Yes.
49-2. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great job. The poems are excellent. We're going to need them again at some point this season. So keep working on them and keep the original ones handy, especially Eat the Gabagool.
Oh, yeah, because you never know what he's going to request at.
At any point, I could request Eat the Gabagool. All right, Tommy.
You guys know me. I'm always ready to do another poem, always ready for Eat the Gabagool. You guys just tell me when and where. I'm ready.
Eat the Gabagool. Then you'll have the plan, and soon you'll be the man. Is that what it is?
Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and soon you'll be the man.
There it is.
There you go.
All right. Well, enjoy your bye weekend this weekend, Tommy, and we will talk to you in 1 week.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds. Go Sixers. Tommy's over and 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 over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Ooh. Mayo dry or
oil.
So Jack isn't here for the top five at five, but we must do the top five at five. Ah. So Deep Voice Luke.
Mm-hmm. You rang?
Yes, Deep Voice Luke. You have prepared the top five at five. What do we have to look forward to in your version of the top five at five?
The top five things that I'm scared of.
Okay.
The top five things that he's scared of. Halloween.
Yeah, it's a spooky top five at five.
Yes, how about that?
Wow.
Already more creative than that.
Yes. You sure you don't want to do top five things you saw today?
My backup was top five situations I'm monitoring here at WIP.
There you go. All right. The top five at five is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Arc Raiders.
a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.